Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace live from Ascension St. Thomas Sports Complex at Titans Training Camp. Junie Riddle filling in for Caroline and Willie, and we got D-Mace here as always. Nick Frazier back at the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studio. Guys, happy first day of training camp. How we doing?
Hey, we're doing wonderful. Nice day outside. We get a nice breeze here, but it's still hot as fish grease out here.
It is hot as fish grease out here, D-Mace. But I'll tell you this. This cloud, the clouds overshadowing the sun right now, is a blessing from above.
Oh, absolutely.
Because without it and without this breeze, I personally don't know what I would be doing. I think I'd be melting like Frosty the Snowman out of here.
Yeah, it's a tad bit hot, but this is nothing but football weather right here.
Absolutely.
Junie, and you got to love it. It's good for the conditioning. But we're here at Titans practice, first practice of the year, right before the season gets started. Practice is over with now. They're in a huddle, and I'm sure Vrabel is giving them a lot of, talking points and whatnot. So, I'm sure it was a good first day for a lot of the guys just to sort of work out the kinks, work out some of those bugs and for the rookies to get that rookie jitter out of you, even though the rookies were here prior to the veterans come. But the atmosphere, the tone of the practice changes once the veterans come into the building. So I know those rookies were trying to work off a little bit of those butterflies.
Yeah, 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We want you to text in your questions all day long about what we saw here at training camp. And D-Mace, I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. I came in today knowing that they were going to be in shorts and jerseys, no pads. So I wanted to really kind of hone in on the offense, quarterbacks, and wide receivers in particular, because, it is really hard to kind of see what the defensive guys can do at this point in time until, pads can come on and we can hear some popping out on the field. So, offensive line, I also got to look at as well. And some interesting things, some interesting spots about who was filling in some starting lineups today. So we're going to get into all of that. Arden Key will come over here as soon as practice is let out there, sitting out in the middle of the field meeting as a team right now, waiting to break. And we also have Ryan Tannehill and Kevin Byard coming up in the press conference, and you will hear that right here on our airways as well.
Yes. I would love to hear what Arden Key has to say with his first practice, full practice with the Tennessee Titans, and see how he's taken to the defense. Because, again, it's different, when you're in mini camps and then coming to training camps. The vibe, the feel, everything, the tempo is just so different. So I would love to see what his first day experience was like here with the Tennessee Titans.
And I'll tell you this, DeAndre Hopkins spoke to the media yesterday and made a couple comments about the narrative about him not practicing. Mm-hmm. And first day of training camp, guess what? Mm-hmm. He's out here. He's doing all the drills. And one of the first plays that I saw that Tannehill was making passes to with his receivers, I believe it was in some 7-on-7 stuff, first play was DeAndre Hopkins for a first down. I mean, it seems like already they are trying to start building that connection to see where they can kind of go with things and really grow to get the most out of this offense. Because we know with that addition, it's really going to change the dynamic of what this team is going to look like.
Yeah, it changes everybody's role on the offense from a pass-catching standpoint. Now you have a bona fide pass catcher. Now how will he sort of immerse himself into this offense and in his playbook, even though he does know this playbook somewhat because he's been in it before? But I'm sure there are some changes in there that Tim Kelly has made, and he will sort of implement those changes, and it's up to D-Hop to get himself up to speed. There we go.
All right. So Arden Key has just sat down with us. So the brand new outside linebacker, free agent this year that we got from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Arden, how was the first day of training camp today?
Oh, man, it was a good day today. We was high on energy today. It was a little hot, but we got through it.
The clouds are a blessing, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Absolutely.
It can't be Jacksonville high.
Oh, no, the sun went out, but it is humid out here.
Yeah, yeah. So Arden, I got to ask you, man. You know, you come from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Your role last year was more of the rotation kind of guy. I feel like your role is going to be a little bit more expanded here on this defense. Can you kind of talk about how excited you are to get that opportunity?
Oh, man, I'm excited because it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity I've been looking for the last 2 years, and I finally got it, so now I have to capitalize on it.
So playing guys on this defense, we know this defense likes to play at a high level. What is it like being out there with guys like Jeffrey Simmons and Kevin Byard, knowing that you're probably, you know, if this team stays healthy, that you could be playing with one of the better defenses in the league this year?
It's great. I mean, last year they was in the top five categories in all categories on defense, so it's good for me to come in and just add on to it, not build anything or create anything. I'm just here to add on to it, and it's good to be around guys like Jeffrey, who is similar to me as far as Energizer Bunny and just being energetic and talking junk. So yeah,
we're talking with Arden Key, the new Tennessee Titans outside linebacker. Now, what is there any difference in regards to sort of the speed and the style of play? You know, from Jacksonville to here, because watching Jacksonville, they were very aggressive. A bunch of young guys running around making plays, and you guys had a, you know, really good defense last year. So is there any similarities or is there any differences?
It's different. It's a difference. Tennessee reminds me of San Fran. Mm-hmm. Front seven, take over. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It starts with the front seven, and it's going to end with the front seven. So that's the similarity in the defense here today.
Okay. Now, what is it about Shane Bourne that makes this – because when he was, you know, put here as the actual defensive coordinator, this defense started to turn around. This defense started to become more aggressive. And as you said, that front seven became a dominant front seven in this league. So what is it about Shane Bourne?
I think he knows that to be a great defense, you got to have a great front seven. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at the past teams that won the Super Bowl, that made it there, it's all about the defense. It's all about the front seven. The front seven come alive, then 9 times out of 10, that team wins that Super Bowl. So, and then before the DC, he was the outside linebacker coach. So he know real well how the front seven supposed to look and how it is.
So last year, Arden, you made some big plays against this Titans offense, and we know that one of the weak points of this team last year was its offensive line. Coming into camp and being on the team this year and lining up with some of these tackles that you're going against, what are you actually seeing from some of these guys, and are you hopeful that they can kind of take that next step and improve from last year?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's always the front seven. We feel like if we beat them every day in practice, they'll get better. They'll get better because this is one of the top front seven in the NFL right now. I'm speaking it right now. It's one of the top defenses in the NFL, and I feel like if we keep attacking them, they're going to get better.
Now, you mentioned it, and I've heard from other people. This is my first day out here at practice, so I haven't seen it until today. But are you going to be the Energizer Bunny of this defense? Are you trying to compete every single day to make sure you're out shouting some of these older veterans that have been here for a while?
Definitely. I mean, it's really not a competition to me. I'm just being me. That's just me. On the field and off the field, you're going to hear me before you see me, like I always say. And that it's not a competition with who's going to be the Energizer Bunny. That's just me. And I guess just being me, I took on that role. So now I'm here.
Now, you said there's a lot of similarities in what you guys did in San Fran to what you guys doing here here in Nashville with the Tennessee Titans. But each stop along your way in your career, what have you picked up that you brought here to the Tennessee Titans?
The mindset. Everything started in practice. I mean, we can't go out here and just show up on game day. You got a plot of work out here on the football field and just study. And then it was the film as well. Studying the film, learning how to study your opponent, learning what their weaknesses is and what their strength is, and then attack the weakness.
Now, I know it's the first day, but what do you think of this Tennessee Titans offense? And like you said, listen, if you guys go out and do what you need to do from a defensive standpoint, each and every practice, you're going to make this offense better because you consider, especially this front seven, as one of the best front sevens in the National Football League.
Yeah, I like the offense. Just coming from spring up until now, it has gotten better, a whole lot better, actually. I feel like the offense, they're gelling now. Everything is coming in. At first, it was early. It was new. Everything was new. Had a new OC. stuff like that. But now everything is gelling, and I like where we're headed.
So one of the last questions I want to get to you, Arden, before you got to go. What was it that brought you here to Tennessee? Was it that relationship with Rand Carthon back from San Francisco? Was it Mike Vrabel, you know, playing your position in the past, being the head coach? What was something that lured you here to go to the division rival after playing in Jacksonville?
All those aspects. And then a lot of – I don't think a lot of people remember, but I came here for the 30 visit coming out of college, coming in, getting drafted. I came here, talked to Mike, and this was one of the teams that I wanted to get drafted to. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And it's funny how things come back around.
Absolutely. That's Arden Key, everybody, outside linebacker, new addition from free agency. Arden, thank you for taking the time to come and speak with us today. Best of luck the rest of training camp.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yep. That was Arden Key again, everybody. Coming up next, Derek and I are going to get into the sights and sounds of what we saw from training camp. Again, we are going to have Ryan Tannehill and Kevin Byard speaking at the podium later. You can hear that right here. So stick with us here on Caroline Willie and D-Mace here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.